Claire, they're against everything we stand for.
It's harmless. They'll send the video to a few of their investors and make some commercials.
This makes me very uncomfortable, the idea.
They are sending the film crew, Jillian. So please work with them on that.
One of my colleagues is looking into Peter Russo. The assumption is you strong-armed him into closing the shipyard.
Where does your colleague get their information?
I don't know.
Allocating the DOD budget is always a free-for-all.
Did you pressure him?
There were certain people that were going to benefit from the base closing sooner rather than later. I didn't strong-arm Peter. I advised him to trade in a losing hand for a winning one.
How did he stand to win?
He made allies out of enemies. It's a very valuable thing in Congress. I wish I could give you something juicier, but the shipyard closing was just politics as usual. I assume your colleague is Miss Skorsky. Does she know we're talking?
No, of course not.
Be in touch.
More than you ever wanted to know about Raymond Allen Tusk, companies he controls, political contributions, GQ article entitled Backwoods Billionaires about his humble Midwestern lifestyle.
Jesus.
There's also a copy of the financial disclosure requirements and details of the blind trust. I think the trust is where you want to focus. Could Linda be behind all this?
To what end?
To get you out of town for a few days while they continue the search without your interference.
The president has no reason to mistrust me.
Unless Linda told him you want the vice presidency.
Oh, she's in way too deep.
We misjudged her on the Secretary of State nomination.
That was different. She blindsided me. Now she knows my eyes are wide open.
Do you want the Gaffney bag or regular business?
Regular business. Tusk can dress down if he wants to, but I'm representing the White House. Oh, and get Walter Doyle onto Tusk. Let's see if we can dig up anything.
I'll call him right now.
And keep your eye on Jeanine Skorsky while I'm away. She's been prying into Russo.
What does she know?
She knows the right questions to ask. I want to make sure she doesn't get the right answer.
Come on.
McCudden Air Force Base. Brack hearing was there on April 12th. David Rasmussen stepped down less than a week later. Womack takes his place and maybe...
Wait, slow down.
McCudden is in his district.
Is that the shipyard thing?
Jeanine, call me back. I think it was Womack who pressured Russo. Russo was probably just earning a favor he could cash in later. I'm around. Did you ever have to fight her to kill a story?
Jeanine?
Yeah, when she worked for you?
Only when I knew she was wrong.
She's trying to draw up this whole conspiracy thing with Russo and Frank Underwood and the whole shipyard closing, but I'm pretty sure she's wrong.
Pretty sure isn't the same as certain.
No, I am certain.
How do you know?
I have sources.
Underwood?
No, never mind. I'll figure it out.